Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by the Girl Scouts, Mahi Sridhara, and Anna Shamblin, recruiter for the Girl Scouts of Louisiana Pines to the Gulf. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here today. And Mahi, it's the time of year that all you young ladies are out working hard, working the business plan and selling those cookies.
Yes, it is.
And tell me, you're in a local troop here. What's your troop number?
We're in Troop 83.
And so how many folks are in your troop?
There are a lot of people, like maybe 20-ish.
20-ish, and you're part of a bigger organization called the Girl Scouts of Louisiana Pines to the Gulf. Anna Shamblin is with us. Anna, you guys have a big area you cover.
Yes, we cover all the way from Monroe, North Louisiana, to South Louisiana.
So pretty much all of Louisiana except for, what, New Orleans and Baton Rouge?
That is right.
And today, Mahi is with us. Mahi, you, how old are you?
I am 12 years old, and I go to River Oaks School, and I'm in sixth grade.
And so you're here today. You contacted us. You're here today. You're working on something kind of unique. It's called the Cookie Challenge. Talk to me about the Cookie Challenge. What are you doing?
Well, the Cookie Challenge is from January the 29th to February the 23rd, and it's for Girl Scouts 11 and up to show their business skills and learn how to present themselves, and it also spreads the word about cookie sales and how it helps Girl Scouts.
Well, let's ask that. How does cookie sales help the Girl Scouts? What happens?
Well, all the money from the cookie sale stays in the community, so it helps the troops buy supplies and do activities and go on trips. And it also helps the troops do community projects. Like for my bronze award when I was a junior, I did the Book Nook for Black Bayou.
That's pretty cool. I've seen the Book Nook, so that was good work. Anna, Mahi will be doing the Cookie Challenge. Who's she competing against?
She is competing against all the other juniors in our council.
And you're 12 years old.
Yes.
You, first of all, very well spoken, and you are on top of your business. I can already tell because you got me a good cheat sheet to look at today. The five steps of the Cookie Challenge. What did you have to do to take part in the Cookie Challenge?
Well, the first step I needed to do was I needed to spread the word that I'm doing the Cookie Challenge. So I asked my mom and my school, River Oaks, to post on their social media that I'm doing the Cookie Challenge, and I spread the word with my family and friends. And the second step is you need to build a team of family and friends to promote the cookies sales. The third step is you need to approach three businesses and tell them why you're doing the Cookie Challenge and for them to support you. And I approached Mrs. Simran at the Tiger Market, and she was very supportive, and we will be doing some sales there. And the second business I approached was Tiger Rock Martial Arts and Mr. Jason Wagner, and he was very supportive. And the third business I approached was my school, River Oaks, and they were very supportive, and we will be doing some sales there at the ball games.
Now, Anna, the cookie sales are going on, but, you know, cookie time only comes once a year. So what are the dates for the cookie sales?
Pre-sales have already ended, but you can buy your cookies at local cookie booths from February 23rd to March 11th.
So February 23rd through March 11th. And is there an online portion of that? If you don't know where to find cookies, is there somewhere that will tell me where to go?
Yes, you can go to gslpg.org and use our cookie app to find cookies in your local area.
So the cookie app will get you straight. Mahi, if you win the cookie challenge, and right now I think you've got a good shot because you got a good business plan, it sounds like, what will your reward be for winning the challenge?
Well, if I win, I'll get $100 for the troop and 10 cases of cookies added to my sales.
And then you guys are raising money as a troop. What do you want to go do with that money?
Well, we're planning on going on a trip to Savannah, Georgia. And so the money will probably go toward that.
So what's significant about Savannah? Why do you want to go to Savannah, Georgia?
Because that's where Girl Scouts was first founded, in Savannah.
Now, Anna, you were telling me this cookie-selling thing is not new. It's been going on for a little while.
This is our 101 years of selling cookies. It has been going on since 1917.
1917, so 101 years of cookies. Why should, Mahi, why should people buy cookies from girls, from Girl Scouts?
People should buy cookies because it helps us do our activities and community projects and keeps the troops running. And it also, they're investing in the community by buying the cookies.
Now, do you have a favorite cookie out of all the different ones? What's your favorite?
I like all the cookies, but my favorite is Thin Mints.
Now, do you ever find yourself like eating into your profit and opening a box of cookies you shouldn't have, and then now you got to go to your allowance money or something and put some money back in the cookie?
No, I try not to do that.
Try not to eat all the cookies. I don't know if I would be good at that or not. Anna, does that ever happen?
It definitely happens with me.
If somebody out there wanted to find out more about your organization and what the Girl Scouts do, how can they get in contact with you?
You can go to our website at gslpg.org.
gslpg.org, gslpg.org. We'll put a link to that on our website as well. Mahi, good luck on the cookie challenge. I think you're going to do well.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Anna Shamblin, recruiter for the Girl Scouts, and thanks to Vamsi, your mom, who's here taking our picture this morning. Let's all wave at the camera and get a good picture. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. It's the Cookie Challenge, Cookie Week, or Cookie Time, going on February 23rd through March the 11th. You can find out more and download the Cookie app at gslpg.org, or you can find out more on our website, kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM.